Hi, this is Rochelle Jaffe, and I'm about to share with you a beautiful exercise on compassionate intention developed by Chris Germer of the Center for Mindful Self-Compassion. And so before you begin, you might want to have a paper and a writing utensil nearby. You can pause this while you go get that if you'd like. And then finding a nice place to begin to settle in and settle down. We always do our best work when we're present. And so just taking a few moments to settle into your body, into this moment. Beginning to become aware of your breathing. And see if just for these next three breaths, you can be aware of the full breath, the sensations as you breathe in, that little pause at the end, and the sensations as you breathe out. Another short pause. Another in-breath. And expanding your awareness to your whole body, just checking in to see if each part of your body is as comfortable as it can be right now. And then just thinking for a moment, contemplating, what do you want this year? What are some of the things you want? And for this exercise, focusing on things that are actually in your power to influence. And so if you want to be 10 years younger, then why don't you put that aside for now? And just focusing on something that you'd really like to be able to work with this year. What do you want? You can write that down. And then writing down, what are some specific behaviors that would support that? And it can include things that you want to do and things that you don't want to do anymore. And just writing down some specific behaviors that would support your having that you really want. And, you know, we have many different facets in our minds. Carl Jung called it the community of saints that we would try to develop. But often those voices in our mind are not very saintly. We often have a very indulgent voice. So that often what we want to change is the way we indulge ourselves. For example, we decide that we want to exercise more. But when we think about exercising in the moment, what happens is a voice comes up that says, oh, it's so cold outside. Why don't you just stay in? Or you can exercise later, or something like that. Or if it's around food, it's the same thing. It's, oh, you've had a hard day. I know you want to eat very healthfully, but for right now, it's like you really deserve a treat. So there's an indulgent voice. And that indulgent voice does have a positive intention, which is for you to feel better in the moment. But unfortunately, the way it expresses itself is, as I said, not like it's a part of your community of saints. It's more like it's creating problems. It's supporting you and taking care of yourself in the moment in a way that makes it not likely that you'll achieve the goals, the things that you really want in your life over time. So we have that voice that's an indulgent voice that wants what it wants, in the moment. And then we also have another voice, which is a critical voice. The critical voice says, when you listen to the indulgent voice, oh, cut it out. You're hopeless. You're disgusting. You shouldn't be doing that. It's a voice that shames. And even though its positive intention is to try to get us to pay attention to those long-term desires, those benefits that are really good for us over time, the way it does it is it actually causes us to contract further. And then there's a third voice, and this is the voice that we are cultivating through mindful self-compassion and specifically through this compassionate intention exercise right now. And this voice, this compassionate middle voice, understands the indulgent voice, it understands the critical voice, and it accepts them both. And this middle voice wants you to be happy. It wants you to have pleasure and enjoyment and peace in the moment. And it wants you over time to do things that are beneficial for you. And so for right now, just put your paper down for a moment and imagine a wise, compassionate being who deeply knows you and wants you to be happy. This wise, compassionate being that's like that middle voice, that's compassionate. And this wise, compassionate being truly loves you unconditionally. He or she knows all the different parts of you. So just take a moment to connect. It could be someone that you've known, someone that you've imagined. It could even be your own compassionate voice. And it could be that you have a very strong image of this person or being. It could even come in the form of an animal or a spiritual being. It could be someone that you imagine. And it could be, again, that own your own deep inner voice. Unconditionally loving and wise. Knows you completely. Loves you completely. Just feeling or imagining being in the presence of a being like that. And this being has something important to say to you about this behavior. And so just start to let your pen come from this being. Let your pen speak for this being. Let this being communicate with you. What does this being have to say about what you want and some ways of starting to develop those specific behaviors that would support it? Writing whatever you need to hear at moments of difficulty. Moments when you might be tempted by that indulgent voice or under the hammer of that critical voice. It might say, I love you so much. I know how hard this is for you. I don't want you to suffer with criticism or give up on yourself with indulgence. I want to help you achieve happiness and peace in the moment, and long-term results. That's right, just writing a few sentences now. You can come back to this later at any time. And this wise and compassionate being knows that it's one of many voices and that sometimes other voices will be stronger. It wants you never to forget that you're loved. It whispers something new. So maybe just another sentence or two of this new message. That's right. Coming to completion, perhaps reading over what you've written, maybe even being a little bit surprised by this compassionate being and what they have to say to you. Knowing that you can continue to develop this and work with this. Take this paper out over the next weeks and days and months as you work towards the things you really want. And so my hope for all of us as we end is that we never feel entirely alone, that we know this wisdom and compassion, that this beautiful attitude is always within us. We can hear it when changing behaviors and in every moment, brushing our teeth, walking, going to sleep at night. And now I'd like to share a poem with you by Daniel Mead. If you would grow to be your best self, be patient, not demanding, accepting, not condemning, nurturing, not withholding, self-marveling, not belittling, gently guiding, not pushing and punishing, for you are more sensitive than you know. Mankind is as tough as war, yet delicate as flowers. We can endure agonies, but we open fully only to warmth and light. And our need to grow is as fragile as a fragrance dispersed by storms of will, to return only when those storms are still. So accept, respect, and attend your sensitivity. A flower cannot be opened with a hammer. And I wish you all a happy new year.